T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in that.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good morning and welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Morning, Randy. How are you?
Hey, what's happening, man? Good, brother. Good. I'm trying to figure out how to get this work, this mic dynamic, because I've never seen a clip of, and of course you can watch this on Watch 92 The Game. I got Dwayne out there pushing the buttons. I got to figure out how to work the mic so people can see my face more often. So I'm trying to get comfortable with this whole new camera setup.
Yeah.
But other than that's good.
Well, because Dwayne posted a video of us yesterday talking about Joe Burrow on Twitter.
Yeah, and you were sitting there all proper and you're
I've been working on it.
And I'm sitting here slouching. You can't see my face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm trying to, like, I feel like the straighter I sit, the better I project and the better I sound.
Yeah, man, but the lighting in here, it ain't for my skin tone, man. It ain't. And I wear black hats and stuff.
What do you think? They set up the lighting for my skin tone?
Yeah.
Is that what they did?
No. Never mind. I ain't going to go there.
Go for it. No, right off the top.
But the light bounces off your face. Yeah. I mean, like, I know what the hell I'm talking about right there. But, yeah, good morning. It is a nice, I mean, this other than this rain, bro.
You saying that I'm glowing?
Yeah, you are, dude.
Thank you.
You got that glow.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That glow.
I feel good, too.
What was that from? The Last Dragon. You got that glow.
There's a lot going on today, and we do appreciate you being with us. You can watch us on watch929thegame.com if you'd like to. You can see exactly what Randy's talking about. Listening on radio.com, download the app, 929thegame.com as well. A lot of different ways to listen and participate with the show. And like we said, lots to talk about. Some Dan Quinn audio, which we'll get to in about 20 minutes in What's Trending. Dan Quinn, for the first time in a while, is sitting down with Falcons.com, talking about the offseason, talking about the new jerseys. And, of course, talking about what, you know, the impending draft may bring. So we'll get to that and what's trending and also in the NFL no huddle. NFL news yesterday as well. The new CBA on the horizon and kind of a lot of the stuff that we've been predicting.
Mm-hmm.
The longer schedule, it looks like, more playoff teams. Obviously, that's going to mean more money, more revenue. Kind of looks like the owners are getting exactly what they wanted from the collective bargaining agreement as far as what I can see right now.
Do we have any doubt?
Well, I think at times there's been a little bit of, you and I talked about it a couple weeks ago, because I said it's going to be 17 games, and you said not so fast, like don't just assume that it's going to happen,
right?
And then we kind of went back and forth, and you were like, yeah, maybe it will be 17 games, and it looks like it's going to be 17 games.
It's a different breed of athlete, I get it, you know, but what they're trying to portray is that it's a mutual thing, and it's not.
Right.
Yeah, it's not.
Of course it's not.
This is your owner saying here. This is what we got. Take it or leave it.
What's interesting to me is, I know we complain about things when they change. I understand that. But the reaction to because I think it was Adam Schefter that put it out there yesterday on Twitter, the reaction to it immediately was just so negative. And, I mean, I get it if you're thinking about it from a player safety perspective, sure. I get it if you're thinking about it from a what's fair, actually, in terms of the financials of it from a player's perspective, sure. But, like, if I'm just a fan, which is what I am, like, I do think about it from the player's perspective sometimes, partially because working with you and you've helped me understand that a little bit better, and partially just because I do think that you have an obligation as a fan to care about the individuals as well as the teams that you root for. But, I mean, this just means more football.
Yeah.
I mean, you get an extra game and an extra playoff game and a longer season and potentially more intrigue in the playoffs. Like,
right.
It's good. from a fan perspective. I don't know what the downside is from a fan perspective. All the other stuff aside,
I mean,
more football means more dangerous. But from an entertainment standpoint, it seems good to me.
Yeah, the thing with the negotiations when you're talking about the CBA, and you look at all the sports in the major sports here in this country, football and hockey, they do more damage with their body when you talk about collective bargaining. You can talk about the NBA and their collective and the baseball and all that stuff. You look at the danger that you put yourself in as far as a football player. You need to get more than just an extra game. You got to get the lifetime health care.
Yep.
I mean, people always want, well, they need to get guaranteed. That's not something that you collectively bargain. That is a decision of a franchise. We've seen a guy get a guaranteed contract. So if somebody wants to give you a guaranteed contract, they'll give it to you. Like, I don't think guaranteed contracts are mandated in the NBA collective bargaining agreement. I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if they want more games, again, it's more to it than what came out this morning and last night. They're going to have to add some more things to this for the players, in my opinion, to have to be like, okay, we'll do this. Because if you just tell them you're going to give me 17 games and nothing else is going to change, or you're going to give me 17 games and I get to smoke weed, no, it's got to be more to it than that. It's got to be more to it than that.
Right.
I mean, seriously. But that's where you are now. The players are not going to miss them checks. It's not going to happen. And the one time we did see a strike, that was a long time ago when they were out there picketing. What happened? Who crossed the line? The dudes, the most established dudes in the league are the ones that crossed. I love the fact they were talking about upping the minimum salary and all that, the player minimum. I like that. Give these guys some more money. If you're going to add more games, give them more money. You know what I'm saying? Add more money. My biggest thing is the health care, lifetime health care. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the one thing that the players need to fight for.
There was a rumor, too, that the revenue split would be different. Players would get a bigger percentage of the revenue.
They're saying 48.5,
yep,
which is like $5 billion more dollars.
It's a lot.
So it's a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like that part of it because it is all about the money. And right now, this 17 game, it seems like it's inevitable,
mm-hmm,
even if the players have some pushback. But the one thing about it is when you're in these situations and you're in your bargain, because I remember when I came to the league, this new CBA came out, it was a 10-year CBA, right? I'm sorry, I wouldn't, but my eighth year was, anyways, when you look at these long-term contracts or whatever it is, like the 10-year deals or whatever, the thing with it is most of the owners will own teams through that, through that cycle.
Oh, yeah.
The players won't probably be there. You
probably
know what
not.
I'm saying? So you're working for guys that are not even in the league
now.
Yeah,
you're working for the future.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you're doing. That's what I'm saying. You got to get a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? You can't think short term when you're in year 11 and you're in a 10-year deal. You won't be in the league by the time that deal is up. But I tell you what, them owners will still own them teams for the most part.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, they will. We'll get back into this in the NFL No Huddle a little bit more thoroughly and what exactly the players need to do to make sure it's at least somewhat fair. Chip Carey is going to join us in the 11 o'clock hour as well as we continue to get ready for some Braves baseball spring training. Actual Grapefruit League spring training games right around the corner.
Why do you call it the Grapefruit League?
I don't know, Florida.
Oh, okay.
They grew. I mean, it's the Cactus League in Arizona because they got cactuses out there in the desert.
Why do you call it Florida?
Could be the Orange League.
That's what I'm about to say. Why do we call it the Orange League?
I don't know. I don't know who made the decision on what fruit to pick.
Just curious.
They grow all kinds of fruits in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. They picked grapefruits.
Okay.
You like grapefruits?
Can't stand them.
Really?
Can't stand them.
That's a good, it's a okay for a breakfast. You slice it in half. You
really? I can't stand grapefruit, bro.
Really? I'm on my own on this one?
Yeah, you're way out in that.
That's fine.
Like,
that happened yesterday.
I just
drink
grapefruit juice with like gin back in the day.
Yeah, it's a Greyhound, I believe, is what that's called.
That's what it's called?
That's a nice drink.
Oh, I just like that bumpy face back in the day.
Seagram's and grapefruit juice?
Yeah, man.
Oof, that's a rough one. Yeah. That sounds like a lot. All right, anyway, we'll talk to Chip Carey in the 11 o'clock hour. Probably not about any of that, but maybe about some spring training baseball. Lloyd Pierce was on with the morning show guys earlier today, as he always is on Thursdays. And it's not actually the second half, but the post-All-Star break portion of the Hawks season starts tonight against the Miami Heat. And a lot of ground covered with Coach Pierce earlier this morning. We'll let you hear a little bit more of what he had to say coming up in 10 minutes in What's Trending. He did talk about Clint Capela. Did not sound like Clint Capela is going to be playing basketball anytime soon for the Atlanta Hawks. I know we were wondering yesterday, Randy, about if there's a chance that he doesn't play for the remainder of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I still think he's probably going to play before the season is over because there's 27 games left.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple more months for him to get healthy. But it sounded more likely that that's possible after I heard Lloyd Pierce talk this morning. And again, it's the health long. He's here for the next couple of years. It would be nice to have him to sort of get that chemistry started to work at the end of this season.
Right.
But it seems pretty clear from listening to Lloyd Pierce that the priority is to be very, very careful with Clint Capela.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about it is that you want him healthy. You don't want him available. That, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to just put him out there just because we want to see him and you want to see him with the guys. I mean, if he's not healthy, you don't put him out there. And that's what the thing. I think a lot of people just assumed it was the plantar fasciitis, but it's a bruise also in there. And listening to Coach Pierce, he re-aggravated it, you know, I guess when he was trying to come back for Houston or whatever. And it's injured that. He said maybe it'll be a couple more weeks. So, I mean, I would love to see how it's going to look next year. But even though we might get to see 10, 15 games with him, would that give you a sense of what you're going to expect next year?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's like, a pretty small sample
size. Really small, you know. So that's the thing with it is.
Is it worth
it? Is it worth it? That's what I'm saying because, you know, the like he was saying, I mean, that plantar fasciitis, I've had it, tried to play through it. It is a painful injury to play with. But when you add on something else that's inside there, I mean, it might not even be 2 weeks. How do we know? Because they said reevaluated in 2 weeks.
Right. That's what he said. So, that's what he said.
You know, it could be longer than that.
Right. It's kind of the same thing with Cole Hamels. It doesn't mean he's back in 3 weeks. Right. He's getting reevaluated in 3 weeks. And at that point, they'll make another decision, which to me sounds like he'll probably be out a little bit longer than that. Lloyd Pierce also said something very interesting. Something that we say, something that people that cover the NBA or people that talk about the NBA say, not something that you hear head coaches say all that much when he talked about Trae Young.
You know, we love Trae being there and happy that Trae was an all-star and happy for his success. But the real value, and Trae's the leader in this, is he's the guy that gets to attract those free agents and he gets to put Atlanta on the map.
That's awesome. When I heard Coach say that when I was driving in today, I was like, yeah, that's exactly right. That's like one of the most important parts about Trae Young being at the All-Star weekend is being around those guys. Hearing what those guys said about Trae after the game, yeah, I didn't know he could see me. His court vision is amazing. Like, guys getting to be around him and know him a little bit more. Like, whether or not it actually results in free agents coming to him, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, until it happens or doesn't happen, I can't say for sure. But the fact that Lloyd Pierce is openly being like, yeah, good, Trey's out there recruiting for us, that's awesome. I love that he's on board with that just like we are.
I mean, that's the common knowledge around the game when you talk about the All-Star game and the Olympic team. That's what you do. You try and put a bug in, you try to put a bug in guys' ears and all those things. Now, then you look at other guys, but that can go the other way too.
It could.
You know what I'm saying? I know we
hopefully
were having
not.
Hopefully could. Not, but you know, we were having fun with the whole Gladys Dot on the Olympic team because that's when, you know. And there's a while before Trae does have an opportunity to leave Atlanta. I'm sure I'm not sure. We know they are going to offer him the extension when he's eligible for it. It just goes to say, does he sign it? Because then that's when you need to get worried. When the first time they offer him the extension, whatever they can offer him, and they'll offer him the max extension that they can.
Has a rookie player or a guy who's on a rookie contract?
We were trying to figure one out yesterday.
Ever turned down a max offer?
And we were trying to figure that out yesterday. And I'm like,
I'm sort of throwing it out there because we've, you know, people that listen know this kind of stuff. Yeah,
couldn't find it. So I think when you look at where Trae is in his rise to stardom, he is going to be a guy the guys want to play with.
Yeah.
Now, is he going to be a guy that you know, that championship type superstar might want to come? No, but he might get you a guy that might be not even a second tier, just a star player that can help you along with Trae get there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if a championship superstar type player might not make that decision. Who knows? Look where guys have gone in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
The decisions guys have made. Going to Oklahoma City. No one wants to go to Oklahoma City, but if you could team up with what Paul George did, or
No, they traded Paul.
Okay, he demanded to go there,
he did resign there. Like, but for 1 year,
the Clippers are a destination now. The Clippers were a joke for decades.
Yeah, I mean, you get Kawhi and Paul George and Doc Rivers.
Oh, I'm saying a lot of stuff can change.
And you get the owner?
That happened too. Things can change is all I'm saying, and maybe Trae is a part of that. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending, including what Dan Quinn's talking about here.
We're going to be able to handle whatever adversity comes our way.
Oh, good. That hasn't been true the last couple of years, but now it will be, and we'll find out why coming up next in What's Trending, right here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh, my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're going to be able to handle whatever adversity comes our way because of the group that we're pushing forward. And that's why, like, when I say we're a developmental staff, every person here should have a role of where we're going to take them to. And so when those moments come where adversity happens, we're going to be able to respond better because of the work we've put in with the entire team.
So there's Dan Quinn. He's back at it. That was courtesy of Falcons.com. He was a guest on a podcast that they do on their website, and they covered a lot of different ground. If you've got half an hour, it's worth your listen as a Falcons fan. I mean, that is him just kind of talking about trying to get ready for adversity. I mean, they've certainly had adversity the last couple of years.
You think?
To be fair, though, they did kind of deal with it last year, as much as we don't sit here and give a ton of credit for halves of seasons.
Well, hold on. What
they were 1-7, and then they were 7-9.
No, they were never 1-7.
Oh, that's right. My bad.
No.
So then what adversity was there?
What adversity was it? That's what I'm saying, dude. They were 6-2. All right, let the liquor tell it. They were 6-2. All right? I mean, let's call it what it is. But no, I mean, it's a new season. And we were talking, you know, in the bullpen and, you know, get ready for the show. What are we going to sell this training camp? What are we going to sell? What are we going to sell this training camp about this team? This is, and I can only speak for myself and a couple people that I've talked to and you. We're all about show us now. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, nobody wants to hear bumper stickers.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see T-shirts. Nobody wants to hear it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's where this fan base probably is. I could be wrong, but you're fed up. You don't want to hear no more. You want to see the action. And these are the type of moments and off seasons that can propel a team to be great, because nobody's expecting anything from the Falcons. I think we sold it and hyped it up because we were listening to what they were selling. You know, so we got 24 back. We got this going on. We done drafted 2 first-round offensive linemen. We got this. Oh, Tack and Vic are going to be, you know what I'm saying? We bought into that.
I know, but I
ain't buying into it, Andy.
I think I'm usually more guilty of this than you are.
Exactly.
But
that's why I'm ashamed of myself.
But no.
That's why I'm ashamed.
But I don't think you should be ashamed of yourself.
No, and I don't buy into stuff. And I was all in.
Because they have.
Maybe because we just started working full-time.
I don't think it was because of any of that. I don't think you got tricked.
Okay.
I think they had talent and underperformed.
I got duped.
Did you?
I think I did.
But you looked. I think you look at things objectively. Like, I got excited because it's August. It's August. There's a season starting. We're up there at training camp. We had our hats on backwards. It was a beautiful time,
yes.
Randy. The show was young. We were kids. We didn't know any different.
Didn't know no better.
But you don't. I mean, you played in the NFL for 11 years.
Yeah.
You have the ability to look at rosters and say, well, they have a franchise quarterback and they've got one of the best receivers. And I think if anything, we might have gotten over our skis a little bit with how 2 rookies could improve an offensive line.
Right.
Which they didn't, because one of them was hurt half the year and the other one gave up the most sacks of anyone in the NFL on the right side in Caleb McGarry.
Oh, that's okay.
He did. But I think that we were honest about what they could have been. And then maybe, I mean, like you said, they went 6-2. So they did have talent enough to do something. It's just a matter of, you know, not putting yourself in a 1-7 hole to start the season next year so you don't have to dig out of it. Wouldn't it be great if you kind of gave yourself a head start by winning some games early?
Yeah, but that's the thing I'm telling you right now. I always talk about, nobody worries about the record in the preseason. You don't. You want to see if you perform well, if you play good.
Yeah.
It might be some panic setting in that first preseason game, and they just look like straight trash.
Well, it's possible there was only going to be 3 preseason games coming up, because there were reports that some of the changes could go into effect this coming season.
I thought it said 2021.
It sounds like it'll probably be 2021, but they were saying they could try to push it in to happen.
Yeah,
I thought
it was going to be 2021, but I mean, that's not even here nor there.
It isn't.
We need this team, and it's late February, and we're talking, I mean, because it's football, and it never has an off season.
But, no, you know, there's no off
season. Because the draft, you got the combine, and all that coming up. But yeah, I mean, the adversity that this team faced, I mean, did they overcome the adversity of a 1-7 start, or did they just play better? I mean, what did you really overcome? Because I think if you overcome something, that means that you did some positive. That means that it ultimately ended good. This Falcons season didn't end good. They were still 7-9.
I think if I'm Dan Quinn,
you overcame and you still ended up 7-9.
Well, you had to call and cancel the movers.
You know,
because you were about to move.
Oh yeah,
you were about to have to clean your house out and go to a different city.
Damn it.
But they didn't, so they overcame that. They called Orlando over there at Atlanta Peach Movers and said, hey, not this year.
Okay.
Hopefully not next year either.
You think, okay, well, I mean, let's just see, because I'm saying you overcame adversity and you still ended up 7-9.
Right. It's not like there's no victory parade
exactly.
For 7-9.
Exactly. So, all right.
Sounds like Dan Quinn was involved in some of the jersey change decisions as well. So he was working on that too.
whatever, man. What did we talk about? What can they do to get the fan base excited? That might be something.
Maybe.
New uniform.
Maybe.
I mean, who knows?
Maybe.
I was based in black, though.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad at red helmets, though.
Oh, no. The black jersey with the red helmets?
I wouldn't. That'd be so sweet. I'd go for
it. No red pants, though.
No red pants.
Yeah.
But the black jerseys?
Yeah.
With the red helmet?
Yeah, ooh, man. That'd be a good look. That'd be pretty sweet.
Be a nice look. I think we'll find out.
They were 3-1? Exactly. Brian just said, how about 3-1 September? I'll take 500 in December. I mean, in September.
I'll take 3-1 in September.
1-3 in September again?
Yeah.
1-3 in September again. There will be a new head coach after that fourth game.
No, I agree
with
you.
Bet on it.
We talked about it yesterday.
Bet on it. It'll probably be Raheem.
I mean, who cares? At that point, you can come back from 1-3, but
let's because see. You know what's going to happen when that happens. If that happens, Raheem gets a job, and then they make some kind of run and get in the playoff.
And then Raheem's the head
then
coach.
Then Raheem's
going
the
forward.
Head coach, yeah.
Yeah. Which, right. I mean, if it works, whatever. Whatever works, just do it. That's all I have to say about that.
But tonight, once we got our transition defense better and we mixed the zone up with the man, McCormick Curtis, obviously for a while, but for the most part, our guys really tried to follow the game plan. And then we moved the ball. We didn't shoot it great, but we moved the ball. And the biggest statistic in beating them right now is the fact they were shooting 36 free throws a game the last five games.
That's the voice of a victorious Tom Crean. Tom Crean and the Georgia Bulldogs beat Auburn last night, the 13-ranked Auburn Tigers last night, and Anthony Edwards, for the first time since I don't know when, December maybe, like kind of took over a game late. Like, wasn't crazy dominant,
right.
But Georgia had a lead most of the game. There's about 5 minutes left in the game, and Auburn pulls within 4 points. And then Anthony Edwards comes down and hits a little bunny in the lane, and then hits a three.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia didn't look back from that point. That's what you're supposed to do when you're going to be the number one pick in the NBA draft. Like, you take over college basketball games from time to time, even if it's just for a spurt to put the game away. It was good to see him do that, because here's the thing about the Georgia team and what's so frustrating about them. They have talent. They got good players on the team.
They do.
They've had double-digit leads a bunch of times over the last month. They've just blown them.
They can't sustain it.
It was good to see him finally close the game out. I mean, does it mean anything going forward for the season? Probably not.
No.
They'll be lucky to get in the NIT at this point.
Yeah, but I was happy for them yesterday. Got a chance to sit there and watch it. And listening to Coach Crean was looking at them switching up the defense into the matchup zone, the man and all those things. And, it was good for them to get a win. Hopefully this can kind of maybe get them somewhere where they can, you know, buckle down a little bit and maybe string together some wins and go into this tournament a little hot and make some noise, but we'll see.
Georgia Tech beat Wake Forest as well, 86-79. Michael DeVoe with 24 points in that game. Georgia Tech and Georgia have the exact same record right now. Both of them are 13-13. This is what's trending, by the way, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Protect your home against heating and cooling breakdowns with a tune-up for just $89.95 or upgrade to a new Trane system for just $109.99 a month.
James Banks never got into the flow of the game just because of the foul trouble and then fouling out. And I've always said the only way to win games at this level, you got to have great guard play. And Jose Alvarado and Michael DeVoe were at a high level. Our guards were excellent.
There it is. That's Josh Pastner talking about Georgia Tech getting the victory last night as well.
It was a good win for them.
It's going to be tough for – now, they've got a really good win this year when they beat Louisville. Interesting with Louisville, too. They lost a couple kind of bad games that they shouldn't have lost and then had a players-only meeting.
There it is.
And then came out and beat the hell out of Syracuse the other night.
Did you see NC State beat down Duke last night?
Did they really?
Oh, they beat – they put foot in them.
88-66.
Yeah, they got after them.
Your guy Vernon had a nice game.
Yeah, I think
27-12.
Vernon might win player of the year.
Three blocks.
He might win player of the year.
He's a pretty good player.
He's gonna be All American. I know that.
Is he a top 10 pick? Top 5 pick?
Possibly.
I mean, the Hawks are gonna have a top 5 pick. That'd be kind of fun. Maybe, I don't know.
I would love to see Vernon here.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. Brian Gebhardt going to step in studio with us for Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal. There's a lot to talk about today, man. A lot of the big stories, but then a lot of smaller stuff, too. The NFL CBA and all that. We'll get into that more in the NFL No Huddle Top, the 11 o'clock hour. But Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal coming up next right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Download the Radio.com app and take us with you wherever you go.
Just go!
Catch up on the latest Atlanta sports, no matter where you are. If Atlanta sports matter to you,
get the Radio.com app and never miss a thing.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Thursday. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. A lot to get to. Get to some more of that Dan Quinn audio from his interview on Falcons.com. Talk more in depth about some of the news that came out yesterday with the CBA. I know Randy's got a lot of different thoughts on that. But plenty to get to NFL related coming up in about 20 minutes. Also looking ahead to the Combine, man. We're just a couple days away from the NFL Combine.
And we got Supercross tickets also.
We do?
Yeah, man.
Excellent. I think that wrestling event was last night.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. I got, Dwayne, he said he took his babies over there and everything.
Oh, cool.
And so it looked, and I saw the pictures. It looked like it was a good time, man.
Yeah, definitely. Longshore was over there watching the steel cage match and all that.
So anytime Tony Schiavone puts on something, it's A-lister,
you're
baby.
You're damn right.
You know it.
So if you were able to be there courtesy of listening to the radio station, thanks for listening to the radio station.
Man.
We'll try to get you out to Supercross.
And we hope you had a good time.
All right. Now time for Brian Gebhardt.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal with Brian Gebhardt on the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys.
What up, B?
Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal. Record time you guys got to that intro.
No.
Usually it's 3 or 4 minutes in.
Well, you told me you had 5 of them.
I got 5.
And I'm trying to do better at honoring your hard work.
Why?
Because he just works so hard.
He got 2 intros. Okay, Brian.
I don't know. I didn't have anything else to say before we started it.
Yeah, because we were trying to do something, and I was over here looking at some reading, and I didn't get because I like to expand it for like what?
You're over there reading?
I am reading. You see me with my face and my computer?
Doing some extra research?
Yeah, they got the just looking at these. They got the All Stars. They got them and they ladies. So I just wanted to see what everybody lady looked like.
You were looking
like.
At NBA players and their hot girlfriends.
Yeah, that's what the article said. I'm just curious.
Just a little light reading.
That's it.
That's a big deal.
That's
what
a
he's looking
deal.
Into. Yeah. I mean, those are important things.
Hey, dog, you got it. Yeah, man. If your arm candy, you got to,
CJ McCollum's fiance is a dentist.
He's a genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cum laude is a neuroscience.
That's impressive.
Yeah, very.
Oh, nice. Good job, CJ.
I wasn't just looking at the pictures.
You
I was
didn't
reading.
Think that's the direction we were going, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
See?
You don't think this is the direction I'm going to go in. I'm going to start here. Big deal, small deal, no deal. Cavs players taunting John Beilein after he used the word thug to describe players during a film session. Let me explain what I'm talking about here. So Beilein apologized for the comments, which are obviously out of line. But then...
Didn't he try to, said he meant to say slugs or something? Which is nonsense.
Why he lost the players. Because he didn't just own up to his mistake.
Right.
So multiple players began playing songs in the locker room that included the word thug when Beilein was within earshot. Bone Thugs and Harmony's Thuggish Ruggish Bone, Tupac's Thug Mansion. That was a couple of the songs.
Trick Daddy.
I'm a Thug, Trick Daddy was one of the songs well. And players just did this to make light of the situation, according to one team source. But big deal, small deal, no deal, the way the players handled this.
That's a really big deal.
It's a big deal.
That's so good.
How old is Beilein? Are we sure he knew what they were playing?
Probably didn't. And that's what's great about it.
He's 67.
Yeah, so I'm sure he probably never heard one of those songs before.
You don't think he's listening to Bone Thugs?
Come on, Midlife Crisis, Bone Thugs, and Harmony concert for Beilein?
What were they playing? Because if they played on game day, he's usually in a locker room, but not a lot of coaches go into your facility locker room. Coaches don't really go through there. That's a player's domain. I mean, you might see him every now and then.
That is really impressive trolling, though.
That's funny.
Because what are you going to do? You don't like the guy. He lost the locker room. You're a bad basketball team anyway. You can't just demand that they fire him. So you go petty. You go petty and you try to make him probably didn't even understand, Randy says, what's going on. And you just have some fun with it behind his back. I don't know. I could think of a workplace that does stuff like that about, their boss.
Yeah. It's always funny.
It's always funny.
Check screensavers.
I laughed.
From a few years ago. That was so awesome. That was so awesome, dude.
We all do it. Everybody does it. Probably every office does it. It's your own little way of protesting.
Are we
technically
an office?
We're an office.
Oh, okay.
It's a weird office because we never see, you and I, the four of us are lucky because we get to see the morning people and the afternoon people, and then sometimes even other people besides that because we're here in the middle of the day.
Right.
But John and Hugh never see Dukes and Bell. They never see those guys.
Right.
So it's a weird office where a lot of times people don't get to see each other.
So we're the blessed show.
I would say so.
And they get to see us. Hold on. We get to see them? No, they get to see us.
They're blessed.
Yeah,
they're
blessed.
To see us.
We unify the masses. We bring everybody together.
I think that's right.
We're the connectivity.
We are.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
We're the connective tissue of 92.9 The Game. We're the only show that gets to say good morning and good afternoon.
That is absolutely correct.
This is true. Big deal, small deal, no deal. Former CBS golf reporter and analyst Peter Costas saying that he personally seen known cheater Patrick Reed improve his lie 4 times in person on the No Laying Up podcast earlier this week.
I don't think it's a big deal. It's funny that he's snitching because he done got fired.
That's exactly what he's doing.
You know, he's snitching because he got fired. I mean, everybody knows that nobody likes Patrick Reed.
Nobody likes the dude.
I mean, he got a smug-looking face. He's built funny.
He's a cheater. He's really good, too.
He's a good player. But I don't like him. I don't root for anybody. I don't root against people not to be successful. I'm not going to say I root against him. But when he won that Masters, dude, I was like, with that pink shirt.
Yeah, it sucked.
It stunk.
Like, I don't know. Like, the Masters is the one that really stung, too. Because that's just such a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one. And didn't he have to transfer to Augusta State or something when he got kicked out of UGA?
Yeah, his teammates at Georgia hated him, and his teams at Augusta State hated him
as well. That's what I'm saying, dude. Right. I don't even include him in that family. No damn dog.
Oh, no, not at all.
What's Augusta State's mascot?
Oh, I don't know. Oh,
okay.
No idea.
Any guesses?
Ooh.
Animal native to the Augusta area?
Yeah.
Owls?
What?
An owl?
What?
Bears?
A turtle? They got turtle? Yeah. You're on your way out to the coast. Could be turtles. Oysters?
I'll look that up.
Okay. Thank you, Randy. I'll move on to the next one while you're doing that.
Wendy's just saying sea life.
some sort of sea animal. Big deal, small deal, no deal. Jose Canseco tweeting out that he is ready to be the next commissioner of baseball. I thought that was funny.
No, I mean, it's no deal. I mean, I like that Jose Canseco is still kind of out there doing outlandish stuff. But does anyone take Jose Canseco seriously at this point?
Jose Canseco doesn't take Jose Canseco seriously.
No, not at all. But what's interesting about Jose Canseco, though, as big of a joke as he has become,
they are the Jaguars.
The Jaguars.
Yes, they are the Jaguars.
Of course.
So he's a Jag.
Augusta State Jaguars.
He's a Jag.
Okay.
Ain't nobody studying Jose Canseco.
Right. But if it weren't for Jose Canseco, the steroid era might have taken longer to know more about.
But
he wrote that book and snitched on everybody.
That's what I'm saying. That's why somebody should have hit him in the head with a damn 32. Because you benefited from
with a what?
The 32-inch bat.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I just didn't. You know I got it now.
Because you benefited from it. You had fun with it.
He was the MVP.
You were the MVP with it. You were an amazing
World Series
player.
Champion.
You know what I'm saying? And now you snitching. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes me mad. That's why I'm mad at the dude who snitched on the Astros. I ain't mad because he snitched. Yeah, I'm mad because he snitched. I'm mad because he benefited from the snitch. He benefited from them doing what they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he gonna give his ring back.
I bet he won't.
Okay, then.
You know Jose Canseco has a twin brother?
Yes.
An identical twin brother? Wouldn't it be so weird to look exactly like Jose Canseco but not be Jose Canseco?
To be a twin, usually when you have a twin, you usually got the same kind of body type. I wonder what his brother was built like when Jose was on them roids. Like, he was all skinny. And
I think he was on them, too.
He was on them, too?
Yeah.
I mean,
What's his name? Ozzy.
Ozzy?
Ozzy Canseco.
Ozzy Canseco. I think Ozzy is such a cool name.
Ozzy's a good name?
I think it's a cool name.
Interesting.
I think it's a cool
name. You got to be good at something.
Yeah, you just can't be
like shortstop?
You can't be an average
or second
Ozzy.
Base.
Like, you can't be like the donut shop guy named Ozzy.
Nah. Who would you want to be an identical twin of?
Myself.
Me too. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. I can't see myself.
What about you, Wendy? Wendy was the one who asked me the question. Randy? You want to be an identical twin of Randy?
Why not?
Then we'd have two Randys.
We'd have two Randys.
That'd be great.
I don't think the world's ready for that.
I don't think so either. We'll come back and get to an NFL No Huddle. Nicely done, Brian. Do we get to 3 of them? 4 of them?
4.
Pretty good. Pretty good. NFL No Huddle coming up next to kick off the 11 o'clock hour on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.